I built his fleet and did his work, dutiful as a younger brother should be to an elder, as Renly should be to me. And what was Robert's thanks? He names me Lord of Dragonstone, and gives Storm's End and its incomes to Renly. Storm's End belonged to House Baratheon for 300 years. By rights it should have passed to me when Robert took the Iron Throne.
It was an old grievance, deeply felt, and never more so than now. Here was the heart of his lord's weakness. For Dragonstone, old and strong though it was, commanded the allegiance of only a handful of lesser lords, whose stony island holdings were too thinly peopled to yield up the men that Stannis needed. Even were the sellswords he had brought across the narrow sea from the free cities of Myr and Lyse, the host camped outside his walls was far too small to bring down the power of House Lannister.
"Robert did you an injustice," Maester Cresson replied carefully. "Yet he had sound reasons. Dragonstone had long been the seat of House Targaryen. He needed a man's strength to rule here, and Renly was but a child."
"He's a child still," Stannis declared, his anger ringing loud in the empty hall. "A thieving child, who thinks to snatch the crown off my brow."